Welcome to this podcast from Christchurch Blackpool. For more information, please visit ccblackpool.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Jen. For those who don't know me, I am married to Ben, who is one of the leaders of Christchurch Blackpool. And I have really, really been holding a message in my heart for you guys for a little while now. And so I've come to share. Feels a bit odd talking to myself, recording this video in my kitchen. I've decided to record it in my kitchen. I feel like this is my safe and happy place where I love to have people round and cook food and share lives together. And we're unable to do that at the moment, aren't we, with the situation that we're in. So it felt right to come and do this video, but bear with me, I am not an experienced preacher, and as I say, it does feel a little bit odd talking to myself in my kitchen, but I'm hoping that this message, this little talk that I'm going to bring today is going to bless you, is going to bring something new, and maybe just touch your life. I really hope so. So the reason that I wanted to bring something to you today was actually partly to do with the journey that we've been on as a family for the last few years, which is that actually Ben's health has been very, very poor, and he's on the journey to recovery, and we're so grateful for that. But actually it's been exceedingly difficult. So he has ME, for those who don't know, and when he was initially diagnosed, we had three very small children, and they're lively and very energetic, for those who don't know us personally. And I work, I'm a nurse, so we ended up with him off work, actually bedbound for quite a little while, and then housebound for a lot longer. And we ended up really quite isolated, so I would do as much as I could to go out to see people, and I love people, and socialising is my favourite thing to do. So it was a really, really challenging time for so many reasons. But one of the reasons why I wanted to come today to share something actually is that some of the situation that we're in now, some of the difficult things about living right now in 2020 is actually they are muscles that I've already exercised before. This in some way feels a little bit like familiar territory for me, for our family. And so I wanted to share something of that, and something more I wanted to share was some of the lessons that I learnt whilst we have been going on this journey, the times that I've been to that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, but that actually I know that God is good, and I don't say that lightly. I say that with absolute sincerity and utter knowing in my heart and in my life. So that's my aim, to share a bit of that with you today. I've had people ask me since Ben was really sick, you know, how do you do it, Jen? How do you do it? And I've never really known the answer to that question. So I've really sort of searched for some of those answers, and some of them are really practical, and I'm going to share them today. But I was thinking about that song that you may or may not know. This is how I fight my battles. So it's called Surrounded, and it says, "It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you." And it says, then it goes on to say, "This is how I fight my battles." And that's what I'm really going to bring to you today. Ben said something really interesting to me the other day, which was, "I don't like the version of that song, Jem, where it has no other words, because it doesn't tell you anything. It just says, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. And it doesn't even say who it is, and it doesn't even explain anything. And then it says, this is how I fight my battles. And it doesn't give any flesh to that, and it doesn't say how you do that. I don't know about you, but that song means a lot to me, that actually in my heart when I sing it, I flesh it out myself, that I know what those things mean. But if you don't, and actually I'd like to say at the beginning of being here with you, that actually if you're just watching this because you know me and you actually don't know Jesus, that you're not a Christian and you're not sure who on earth I'm talking about, then I just say, please listen, please, please maybe listen to what I've got to say. And if any of it brings up any questions for you, or you think I'd love that piece in my heart, then please talk to me. Please, please reach out. Please message me. I would love to chat and share with you. I have been a Christian since I was 16 years old. I invited God into my life and I said yes. And my life's never been the same since. And honestly, I have been through some ups and downs of life, some of which I'm going to share with you today. And there's no promise that life is easy or life is without challenge being a Christian. But it has made the most enormous difference to me, knowing this peace that I can't even put words on to explain to you, the joy that I have that is not related to the stuff around me, to the things that I have, even to health in our home, even to being able to go out and socialise with my friends, even to the uncertainty of living day-to-day life at the moment. So let's dig into this together. Before I start, I guess I'm just checking my notes, that I wanted you to know that my life has not been without hardship. I don't come to you without knowing any pain, and having shed many tears. Hopefully I will manage to keep them at bay while I talk to you today. And do you know, sometimes along the way, I've made some good decisions, I think. Some of them have been really practical, like trying to be kind to myself, lowering my expectations maybe of what can be achieved, and do really, really simple things. So one of the things at the moment in this challenging time that we're living with that I've gone back to is I've put my Bible verses back up on my kitchen cupboards. I think you can see them there. So this is a really simple way to get truth into my life and into my heart. The one that I can see behind the camera is behind my kettle, so that I can read it if I boil the kettle, which is, one of them says, you are strong. And it says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. And getting truth and reading truth and claiming truth, even when I don't feel it, almost especially when I don't feel it, has been so important and continues to be so important. For you, that may be that actually you really carve out some time at the moment to really dig into the word in depth, that you read the Bible and get wonderful revelation, and you have time to really dwell in that. Or maybe, just maybe, you're like me, working with children, needing to entertain, needing to sort out a lot of fights, needing to give them exercise every day, make meals, make all three meals, and seemingly clean up endless amount of crumbs off the floor. That seems to currently be the way of life. And don't get me started on the washing, which is just never ending. Feels like it's coming out of my ears. I've had to pause the washer to record this video because otherwise we would be having a spin cycle on in the background. So yeah, maybe you can really dig in at this time, or maybe you need to take that pressure off yourself. But the word is so precious and so important. So, you know, can you write it up on your walls? Can you put it in places that are important and significant? Can you spend 5 minutes, maybe, maybe you can, and I encourage you to. Worship songs are something that I have used and I continue to use in my walk. I choose to worship when I don't feel it, when I don't feel like it. I choose to worship because God is still good, and because God is always good. And that raising our eyes and raising our minds and our hearts when we sing, or when we even just play worship songs, that we look up to Him. When we know God, actually what we feel like is that God becomes greater than the problem. That's what we feel like happens, if we're honest. But actually what's true is God is always greater than the problem. God is always bigger. Truth is still always true. But actually, in raising your eyes, that the Spirit in you is at work, and the gifts that God has given you of hope and joy and peace that are beyond your understanding and your control are there, and they feel tangible to us. So I'd love to read a couple of verses. Hebrews 13, 6 simply says, "So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" And you may replace that man with what you are scared of right now. What can this time do to me? What can this isolation do to me? What can this sickness do to me? And then I put my Philippians bookmark in my Ephesians passage and confused myself thoroughly. In in Romans is what I wanted, 12. It says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God." So not anything about where you're up to or what you've done, but "by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." And it goes on to talk about grace, and I guess that's where I come with this message to you, because I do not come wanting to hold Bible verses to you to correct or condemn at all, but to say that God's grace is sufficient, that He is good and He is God, and His grace is enough. And so the challenge is, can you trust Him if you never find out why? It's your troubles and your questions. If everything is gone, is He still God? That when you hear that song next time, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. Does that resonate in your heart, that actually that means that I know what it is to know You, God? That when it looks like I'm surrounded on every side, and that I cannot manage and that it's all too much and that I cannot stand and that I don't know the answers to any of the questions and that it feels too much and it feels like everything is gone that I wanted, or it feels like I have too many questions, or it feels like the pain is too much and too great. Can you trust him? Can you even trust him with being honest and sharing how you feel? So that when you sing the next line of that song, "This is how I fight my battles," that you get it, because you get that choosing to worship in times of uncertainty and confusion and desperation and, or just maybe boredom and, or sadness, or all and any of the above, and all the things that I've not mentioned that are where you're at right now. That "this is how I fight my battles" means I stand on you, God, because you made the way that I could come, because knowing you isn't dependent on how I feel and even how I behave. It's all about you. It's not something you can wish up. This is not a self-help chat or message. Some of it starts with small choices from us, things that you can do and you can choose to help yourself. And maybe that for you is putting a Bible verse up on your wall, just one that you love, that means something to you, that you can hold on to and hold fast to. Maybe it's a few moments of prayer. Maybe it is reading these verses from Ephesians, which you may well know. Ephesians 6:10, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." Note, doesn't refer to yours. "Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the evil spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can distinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." And I've included those last verses because that was not written by somebody who did not know suffering or pain or angst. Paul wrote those words that are in the letter to the Ephesians in chains. And so I want to share that, you know, it's okay to find things so hard. I want to give you real permission to do that. That please do not think that I do not sing that song, my current anthem, when I'm surrounded when it looks like I am surrounded by you. Please do not think that I do not sing that song, sometimes with tears rolling down my face, that actually I have spent many, many times taking an extra moment in the shower or in the loo, when that maybe the few moments that I have away from my children, to just cry and tell God how hard things are and how I know that he is good, but that it is so tough and that I need help. Do not think that I do not look at all the stuff that is around us and cry with the burden of how great that is and what the challenge that that is. We many years ago lost a baby, and singing that God, you are the giver of life, whilst losing my baby was not easy, but God is the giver of life, that the truth is still true all the time, all the time. Do I always feel it? Do I always feel like I'm surrounded by you and everything's good? No. No, I don't. But I do know that his truth is still true. I do know that God is trustworthy of my life, of all my efforts, of all the good things that I have, that I'm so blessed with. My home, my health at the moment, my children, my husband. And I could go on and do be grateful. Do choose to find a time to be grateful every day. And if you can just come up with 5 things to be grateful for, it will help your heart. We are told in the Word to be grateful and thankful for all that we have. And maybe you're struggling and life feels so tough right now. Thank God for your home and your children if you have them, and your home if you have one, and your food in your fridge if you have any. And if you have real and immediate need, please reach out. I would love to help. Lift your eyes and in your thanks, raise your thanks to praise, for thank you for these things, to thank you for who you are, to thank you that I can know you, and thank you that I can stand on this rock. Thank you that my feet are not on sand, but on rock, that I am in your family, Jesus, that I can know your hope and your peace and your joy and your grace and your love and your mercy. And what's more, I get to share that. I get to go out, and when I see the work colleagues that I see, and when I see the cashier in Aldi or Sainsbury's, or when I pass someone on my walk, that I can just share something. I can just say hello when so many others don't, because I know you, because I have joy and I can share some of that, that I can ask how people are as I pack my shopping, that I can speak truth and love. So you have these, if you know God, you have the belt of truth. You have the breastplate of righteousness. And it is not because of what you've done or how hard you've worked or that you're better than the next person. It's because it's a gift. The shoes that are the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. So I hope and pray that this has been a message of encouragement, that in these hard times, you would maybe join me in singing my my favourite song at the moment. When I'm surrounded by you. When it looks like I'm surrounded, I am surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. God, you are so worthy of all our praise. We will continue to worship you in this storm and in all storms, because you are good, you are God, and you are always, always worthy of our praise. Bless you guys. Lots of love.
Thank you for listening. For more information, downloads and podcasts, please visit ccblackpool.co.uk.